obviously is probably your professional life as director of government and public relations, public affairs at the San Antonio River Authority that helped influence that desire, perhaps. But what is your relationship to outdoors life, paddling the river itself that made you want to make the movie?
Sure. Well, I've always been outside. I was kind of raised out in state parks and national parks, and camping and swimming was something I just grew up with. So that's always been an interest of mine. This particular project, what really sparked it was I was reviewing films for the San Antonio River Authority's Environmental Film Fest back in April of 2016. Saw a wonderful short film called Paddle for the North, about six guys and two dogs and three kayaks, or three canoes rather, kayaking through northern Canada and Alaska. And after I watched that film, I was like, I'm going to make a movie kayaking the San Antonio River. So that was really what inspired this process.
What is the furthest that you had gone yourself in kayaking, paddling?
About 12 miles. Was about the furthest I had been in a paddling situation prior to making this. I'd really been more of a hiker and a camper, not so much a kayaker. So I was relatively a novice when this project started.
Mm-hmm.
I feel much more advanced now.
Well, hence a title, Paddling Lessons,
correct,
so to speak, as well. So what concerned you most about making this journey as then, you know?
Well, it's really going through some parts of the San Antonio River that are not traveled often, if at all. So the biggest concerns I think I had was really log jams. We do have some paddling trails, San Antonio River Authority, that is, that we operate about 45 miles of paddling trails, and we try to keep those open. But when you're talking about 260 miles, there's a whole room for a bunch of other things to happen along that stretch of river. So log jams was my biggest concern when I started this project.
We see at least two of those in the film, and there's a lot of debris mm-hmm. in them as well, which, you know, made me think that this is a very dumb question to ask, but what's the most common way that trash gets in the river downstream from where we are in the city?
Sure. It's stormwater runoff. I mean, you know, people either, you know, misplace trash, or they don't put it in the right spot, or they do and a trash can gets filled and tipped over, as the case may be. And then rains and wind will take that trash into the nearest creek, and all the creeks in the San Antonio River watershed eventually end up in the San Antonio River. So all of that trash that we see in there, and then I saw plenty of it on this trip, really comes from us, the people that live here in the San Antonio area. Certainly as you get into the Southern Basin, there's some local contributions there as well, but it's really this urban area of San Antonio, and if there could be one message out of this, if folks could take a little bit better care of their trash, recycle things properly, throw things away properly, that would make a big difference for the wildlife and the beauty of the river.
Yeah, so just to be clear also, when you say that throw things away properly, put them away properly, and to reiterate that it's not like people are just throwing things into the river, right? It's just that stuff is being blown, washed into it, all these different ways that trash gets into the river that people don't necessarily even think about when they see a cup on the side of the road, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, a trash can without a lid on it, you know, you could put it in the right spot. But certainly a wind event or a rain event can make a big mess out of things. So it's really taking that extra step to making sure that we're properly disposing of materials to protect the ecosystem that we all share.
How do things like that get cleaned up along the river?
Well, a lot of the cleanup happens along the Mission Reach section of the San Antonio River Walk by the San Antonio River Authority. We clean up about 150,000 pounds of trash a year from just the Mission Reach alone. So it's a considerable amount of trash that we pick up. As we get down into the Southern Basin in Wilson, Karnes, and Goliad, the San Antonio River Authority has a debris removal program as well. So if there's a big log jam on somebody's property, we can come out, investigate, and figure out the best way to help that property owner clean up that debris pile.
So, and when you say property owner, so there are people who basically, because I think we tend to think of the river as being people's property, but there are, I guess, when you say a logjam happens on somebody's property, how does that happen? And when I say that, I mean, like, how does it happen on somebody's property?
Sure. Well, that's the great distinction, that the river itself is the people's waterway. It belongs to the citizens of the state of Texas. The challenge is getting access to it, because the property along the river is private.
I see.
So when there's a logjam on the river, the public river, if it's really in an isolated area of the river basin, it's difficult for the public to get to it. So that adjacent property owner is really what I'm referring as, is they can call the San Antonio River Authority, and we can come out with permission to access through their property to get to the river and investigate that that log jam and that debris pile, and then figure out the best way to clean it up.
Well, back to the documentary itself, we mentioned before I turned on the microphone here that it took several months to actually complete the documentary. It's not a single contiguous 245 miles. Is that about what it was?
The trip itself was about 260 miles from the Blue Hole here in San Antonio all the way down to the dock at Seadrift on San Antonio Bay. I did it over about 21 days. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a contiguous 3-week trip. I spread those 21 individual day trips out over about a 6-8 month period, and really broke it up into bite-sized chunks that, you know, could have been anywhere from 6 to 8 miles all the way up to 17 or 18 miles per day.
So, and you had colleagues and partners there to give you the support along the way.
Absolutely. You never want to paddle by yourself. So I always had somebody with me, and had a tremendous amount of ground support from the San Antonio River Authority as well in helping to drop us off and pick us up at designated locations, which, frankly, along the southern basin was often bridge right-of-ways, either county roads or state highway roads, because it really is it's difficult to access the river down there. So we were scaling down and scaling up bridge right-of-ways often to get in and out of the river.
I loved some of the camera work in the movie. Some of the camera work. It was all gorgeous shots.
Thank you.
As you move along the water, and you also have an aerial camera. So was that done using a drone, I guess? Or,
yeah, we did have
gorgeous overhead shots.
Yeah, thank you for that. And the drone work was done by some assistance provided by Victory Boulevard, and you see them as one of the folks that helped produce the film along with the River Authority and Studio Shower. So they provided all the drone shots on different days they came along. They weren't along on every day, but where I could get access for them to be there and get some shots, it was really helpful to get that bird's eye perspective.
Early on in the film, and then, of course, later on as well, we see some wildlife in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Alligators.
Yes, they're there. They're native.
Was that a little nervous, nerve-wracking?
You know, the shots that I got of the alligators, particularly down in the southern basin, I was concentrating so much on not missing the shot. I didn't realize, you know, at one level how close I was actually kayaking to these wonderful creatures, but they are native to the river, and folks often don't realize that. So they were at home there, and I was sharing their space.
Well, working in your capacity in the San Antonio River Authority for as many years as you have, you have, of course, studied, you've lived with the idea of the San Antonio River and its health over these many years. Is there anything new that you discovered about the river through this journey from San Antonio all the way to the bay?
You know, it's much more beautiful than I even knew it was. And I've been working with the river and the San Antonio River Authority now for over 12 years. And a lot of what I do in my job is talk about the river and talk about all the great work that the River Authority is doing. But getting out there and seeing some of these really isolated patches of the river firsthand was personally just very enjoyable. And you know, the falls down at Falls City, for example, this beautiful series of waterfalls down in the southern basin that most folks don't even know is there, and just really stunning and very beautiful. So it was just great to see a lot of these things that I'd heard about with my work but hadn't seen firsthand.
And as you're paddling along and in that kayak, what are you looking at most? What is the thing you notice most when you're out on the river?
Sure. Well, for this film, I was always looking for something kind of photogenic and, mm-hmm. and nice to show. So I'd actually love to go kayak it again without a camera so I can just thoroughly just be at peace and enjoy the trip. But most of the time, we were looking for those moments that you're mentioning, that just things that people might not think of when they think of the San Antonio River. You know, we all know the Riverwalk, and we love the Riverwalk, and it's a wonderful economic generator for our community. But so many folks locally and worldwide only know the San Antonio Riverwalk. So I was really trying to look for and capture those interesting things that, you know, might tell a bigger, deeper story about the river.
Wow. Well, Stephen Schauer, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your interest. So appreciate it.